Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode.
So today I want to address how to hire your first marketing employee. For many design firms, the first marketing or new business person's hire represents an exciting marker of growth, the kind of milestone that says you've made it, a signifier of your ambition to scale. It also represents a resignation that you can't do it all, and that you're willing to relinquish the outward message of your agency to another more specialist person. Only most agencies can't afford for their first marketing hire to be a specialist. More often than not, they hire somebody junior who has enthusiasm but needs direction. The direction that the business owner can't give. After all, this is the reason you hired that person in the first place. I know because I was that young hire. I arrived at Brand Opus with 2 years of agency new business experience under my belt, with a highly regarded marketing agency lead generation outfit. I knew this area and I was excited to hit the ground running for a single agency after juggling multiple accounts at the same time. But on my first day, it became obvious this wasn't a sales role that I was used to. This was holistic marketing that would generate longer term pipeline of leads, and which was a huge and exciting opportunity to learn. But the challenge came because no one in the agency could give me a template, a rule book, a process, or any clue of what my day-to-day job entailed, which, you know, makes complete sense. That's the reason they hired me. It's a catch-22, and it's one that needs addressing. Many marketing and new business hires seem to vanish after a probation period when one side or the other gets fed up. I learned everything from experience and from scratch, and I felt anxious and confident and unsure quite a lot of the time. I wasn't sure what was working and what wasn't, because unlike sales, holistic marketing is really hard to measure. Because there was no precedent, but also because there was no formal way of linking up marketing activities with new business inquiries, just a gut feel amongst management that all was well with my approach. I could have given up at any point if it wasn't as stubborn as I am, and I'm pretty sure the other side felt the same. If, like me, and either side is stubborn, they try to work through the no man's land to find a working process that fits their agency. But it takes time, and a lot of time too. I estimate it took me about 18 months to identify, create a process, feel comfortable and in control of most aspects of my role. But I'm so glad we both persevered, and I'm really very grateful to the management team at Brand Opus for believing in me and encouraging me even when I wasn't really sure if things were working out. So how can you avoid this unproductive, low confidence and frankly painful journey to marketing bliss? And here are a few thoughts if you're ready to hire your first marketing person. Number one, be frank about how much direction they'll get. Are you both comfortable with how your expectations match up on this front? Number two, look for someone with B2B experience and understanding of brand. Consider people with qualifications in creativity and marketing. My degree, for reference, was fashion communication and marketing with a specialism in brand. Number three, do they understand how they will integrate or not with the broader team? Young hires are often attracted to working closely with colleagues, but marketing within an agency can be quite a lonely role because it's not one that's fee paying. So they sit aside from a lot of the other people within the agency. Number four, do you have a routine in place for their role? Is there a handover from another member of staff, maybe, who may have been covering off some of this stuff previously? Or will they be creating this role from scratch? And number five, if it's from scratch, do they have ideas of how to solve your marketing challenges? Do they feel comfortable with the openness of this brief, and are they a self-starter? I wish you the best of luck on your search for a marketing bod, and congratulations on your new business growth if this feels like the right moment in time for you to be reading this post. I'd also like to say a big thank you to the management team at Brand Opus who believed in me and gave me the support I needed through those nearly 5 years in the role, shaping marketing from scratch. If this feels like something you want to address now, it's worth saying as well that I do work with some of my coaching clients directly with their newly appointed marketing or new business team, sometimes just one person who might even be working a couple of days a week and is very junior, to guide them on what activities they should be doing so they avoid the potential issues with not knowing where to start. Just get in contact on the link that you'll see in the show notes or in the blog post that you're reading, depending on whether you're listening on the podcast or reading in the blog post, and we'll speak then.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.